In the eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo, United Nations peacekeepers and aid agencies are confronting two plagues at the same time. One is an upsurge in violence by local militias, which have been running the region and terrorizing local residents. The second is an outbreak of cholera this past week that has swept through the squalid camps of refugees who have fled the militias. Last evening, we spoke with NPR's Jason Bobian in the Congolese town of Chomia on the shores of Lake Albert. With crickets chirping in the background, he told us of conditions in the area.
Nightfall has arrived here, and you might hear the crickets, and the mosquitoes are also out in force. In addition, there are tens of thousands of refugees who flooded in here, between 10 and 20,000 people who are living in amongst this town, essentially in just tiny little shelters made out of sticks and plastic sheeting, and the people are terrified to return to their homes. Militias have operated in the area here. Recently, there's been a lot of fighting between these militias, and these people are essentially cowering in this town, unwilling to return to their homes in the hills that surround this area.
What's driving the conflict in this part of Congo?
Essentially, what's driving it is the lack of a government here. There hasn't been a solid government in the eastern part of the Congo since the fall of Mobutu Sese Seko in 1997. You had a war that went on from 1998 to 2002. That war officially ended, but peace never broke out here. After that 2003 peace deal was signed, you've had militias that control the entire area. They've been extracting taxes illegally on goods coming across the border from Uganda. They have been terrorizing the local population. They've been extracting what they say is protection money from local people. And just recently, these various militias have started fighting over who gets to tax the goods that are coming from Uganda into this part of the Congo. And in the meantime, the local population have been caught in the middle.
Tell us about the cholera outbreak. Is this exclusively among the people living in the camps?
At the moment, it's been contained to the people living in the camps. There's great fear, however, that it could spread to the rest of the population. These camps, no one expected them to be permanent. People moved into them just months ago. Aid agencies were hoping just to move people out back to their homes quite quickly. So there wasn't that much of an effort to establish infrastructure. There are some water and sanitation facilities there, but they're very basic. And the potential for this cholera outbreak to really spread is huge, and aid agencies are very concerned.
UN peacekeepers in the region have been disarming militia members. Is there any optimism that things are improving in this region?
There's optimism among many of the UN people who are here. They believe that things are moving in the right direction. When you talk to the people in the camps, they're still very scared, still very uncertain about what the future is going to bring. There's an attempt to move Congolese troops that are controlled by the government in Kinshasa into this region, but many of the people don't trust them and are also fearful of them. So there's some moves in the right direction. There's been a disarmament campaign going on by the UN, which has brought in thousands of former fighters, but things are still very uncertain for the local people who normally just farm in this region.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Chomia on the shores of Lake Albert in northeast Congo. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Sheila.